I'm Dan Hughes in the Old Time Radio Corner. Bobby Benson was a unique radio show. It was one of the first network kids shows on the air before The Lone Ranger, before Jack Armstrong, before Tom Mix. And it broadcast its last episode on June 17, 1955, thereby outliving Superman, Captain Midnight, and Sky King. At the height of its popularity, it employed 12 women full-time to answer fan mail and to fill orders for Bobby Benson souvenirs, bought with box tops from the sponsor. Bobby Benson was an orphan who inherited a Texas ranch. It took to the air on October 17, 1932, as the H. Bar O. Rangers, named after the sponsor, Hecker's H.O. Cereal. After 4 years, it went off the air and then returned 13 years later, in 1949, and ran for another 6 years before finally going off the air for good in June 1955. Bobby's ranch handyman, Windy Wales, was played by Barney Fife, or Don Knotts, I guess I should say. The child actor who played Bobby Benson for the first 2 years of its second incarnation, Ivan Curie, will be one of the guests at this year's Cincinnati Nostalgia Expo, which will be held on Friday and Saturday, May 31 and June 1, in Cincinnati. Ivan will star in a live episode of Bobby Benson. I hope you can come. For details, visit expo.wayback.net. expo.wayback.net. And if you're able to attend, please look me up while you're there. This episode of Bobby Benson, Double Dare, first aired on November 25, 1949.
Here they come. They're riding fast. They're riding hard. It's time for excitement and adventure in the West with Bobby Benson and the B-Bar-B Riders.
B-Bar-B!
Today's exciting story, Double Dare. It's a brisk autumn day down in the Big Bend. Right now, two of the ranch hands, Windy and Irish, are sitting atop a corral rail looking at one of the valuable Brahma bulls recently purchased. Suddenly, however, the noose of a lasso snakes through the air and settles over Windy. A moment more, and he's toppled from the rail and sent staggering backward across the ground.
Hey, what the... Hold up. Little boss, why'd you want to go and lasso me?
Larry B., Windy, you look like a newborn calf staggering at the end of that rope.
Oh, golly, Windy, I'm sorry if I scared you.
I darn near swallowed my bubble gum. I mean, it scared me. No, little boss. Shucks, I wasn't scared, but... You know, when a real tough hombre like me gets took by surprise, he's liable to start a shooting by reflex.
Shooting with what, your bubble gum? That rope had your arms pinned to your side.
Now, looky here, Irish.
Oh, I really am sorry, Windy. I was just practicing with my rope. Harker showed me a new way to toss it.
Bobby boy learned fast. He sure took care of a long-eared goat named Windy Wales.
Now, you keep out of this, Irish. So you think you're good with a rope, huh, little boss? Well, sir, suppose I give you a real test. Yeah. Let's see you toss a loop over that Brahma bull.
That'd not be fair, Windman. Too hard.
Heck yes. Look at the width of his horns.
Now, don't go trying to back down, little boss. Go on. I dare you to lasso that bull.
I'm not trying to back down, Windy. But I don't think I'd better. It might be dangerous.
Bobby's right, Windy. That bull's ornery enough as it is. If we try to rope him, it's liable to make him mad.
And that Brahma's awful big. It could cause a lot of damage if he once got started.
Afraid to take a dare, eh?
Well, it's not that, Windy, but...
Well, go on, then. Go on.
Just ignore him, Bobby. He's just trying to salve his own conscience by asking you to do the impossible.
Oh, I could do it all right. Leastways, I think I can.
Then go ahead. Go on. I double dare you.
All right, then. I will.
Wait, Bobby boy. Well, better you not take chance.
No, sir, Harker. I'm not turning down any double dare. Move over, will you, Iris, so I can get on the fence.
All right, Bobby, but be careful you don't get your legs inside. That bull is in a mean
mood. I'll be careful. I'll just get this rope ready.
Bobby boy, more than
that. Let him be, Harker. Go on, little boss. I'm a-watching.
I'll need a big loop to go over those horns.
That bull sure looks nervous. Maybe...
All right. There!
You missed. All you did was snick him in the nose with a rope.
Yeah, but look at the bull.
Golly, is he mad?
Hey, it looks like he's fixing the charge.
Get down, quick, Bobby boy.
Look out, little boss. Look out, here he comes.
You'll be all right, Bobby boy.
I guess so. I fell when I jumped off the fence, but... Oh, golly, how are we going to catch that bull?
Bobby,
Windy, what's been going on here?
Oh, golly, Tex, am I glad you came.
The Bremer bull broke through the corral, Tex. Look, there he goes, heading towards the mountains.
You wouldn't think a critter that big could move so fast.
A bull like that can do a lot of things you wouldn't expect. Catch your horses, boys. We've got to get after him.
Oh, golly, Tex, I'm sorry.
No time to talk now, son. That bull's big enough and mean enough to cause real damage if we don't get him back fast. Now get a move on, boys. Let's ride.
Look, the bull's turned. He's heading towards the Barkley homestead.
Doggone, there ain't nothing but women on the place.
Come on, we've got to head him off before he gets there.
Hit him! Go on, faster! Hit him faster! Glory be, look, Tex. The bull smashed clean through that fence.
Yeah, and kept right on going.
Doggone, that thing's a living battering ram.
We've got to get him before he kills someone. Come on, let's ride.
Clean out his head. He ran right through that haystack.
Let's turn back toward the mountains. Come on, boys. We may catch him there.
Look, Tex. He knocked that feed wagon right over.
But we're gaining on him. Faster, boys. Faster. Hold on, boys.
We got him, Tex. He strapped himself in that canyon pocket.
Windy's right, Tex. This pass is the only way out.
Yeah, he's cornered. But now how are we going to get him out of there?
Canyon be too narrow. No room for all of us.
And it'll take every rope and man we've got to hold that bull if he starts running again.
No chance of scaling the canyon wall and getting him from above. It's too steep.
Oh, but golly, there must be some way.
But how?
Hey, I got an idea, Tex. Yeah. If I could get him to come out through this pass, you fellas could rope him, couldn't you?
I reckon so, but how could you get him to come out?
Just leave that to me. Now, just get my saddle blanket off Mabel here.
Why do you need your saddle blanket?
Heck, little boss. Ain't you never seen how them bullfighters work?
Bullfighters?
Sure, them, what is it the Spaniards call them? Cuspidors?
I mean matador, Windy.
Well, whatever kind of door it is. Even they can do it, so can I. I'll wave this blanket at the bull till he comes out of the canyon. And you fellas can rope him.
No, Windy, it's too dangerous. You might be killed.
Well, doggone, we gotta get that bull. And heck, I know this'll work.
Well... All right, Windy, go ahead, but be careful.
Be awful careful, Windy.
Don't you worry about me. Just you have them ropes ready. Leave the rest to Windy Wells.
Good luck, Windy.
Oh, golly, Tex, you don't think he'll get hurt, do you?
I hope not, son. You know, there's no stopping Windy once he gets an idea in his head.
Well, Gosh, he's just got to be all right.
All right, men, get your horses ready.
Get you ready, Daniel.
Better get those ropes cinched tight around your saddle horns. When that bull comes out, it's going to take an awful lot to stop him.
Fellas, look. Windy, stop. He's just standing there with the blankets in his hand.
All right, you long-horned hunk of T-bone steak, pull on a jiffy. Well, come on.
Uh-oh, the bull's seen him.
That's a good thing Windy didn't go any further into that canyon or he'd have been trapped himself.
Yeah, that bull'd be crazy mad.
Look, Windy's flapping the blanket, but the bull's just standing there, watching him.
Oh, what would Windy want to go further into the valley after that bull for?
You'd better stop him, Tex.
Windy! Windy, come back!
I'm not here, old Donald.
Oh, he's still moving in on the bull.
Crazy fool, if that bull charges him now, he'll be trapped. Windy!
Windbag, come back.
Chicks, we've got to stop him.
Oh, we can't, son. If we make any sudden moves now, that bull is sure to charge.
He looks like he's fixing to charge now anyway. He's lowered his head.
Then shoot him, shoot him.
Oh, we can't do that, son. Windy's in the way. We'd hit him.
Glory be, and he's too far away for us to help him. We'd never get to him in time.
Amigo can. Get up, Amigo.
No, wait, Bobby.
Bebo!
He's going to try to reach Windy before the bull does.
He'll never make it. The bull's starting to charge now. They'll both be killed.
A race to the death as Bobby tries to save Windy from the maddened bull. Keep listening. In just a moment, we'll go back to Bobby Benson and his B-Bar B-Riders and find out what happens next in this exciting story of adventure in the West. But first, a word about a race we're having. Yes, sirree. We're really working hard to get those swell pictures of Bobby Benson and your official membership blanks out to you just as soon as possible. But frankly, you riders have really surprised us. We know how loyal you listeners are to the B-Bar B, but we didn't know just how many of you would write in, so you'll just have to bear with us. We're having extra copies of the picture and membership certificate printed just as fast as we can, and rest assured that your personal copies will be heading your way just as fast as we can manage. Now, if you haven't received yours yet, please be patient here. Thanks. And now let's get back to the Big Bend and today's thrilling adventure, Double Dare. Double Dare. Trying to recapture the enraged Brahma bull which broke away from the BRB, Windy Wales has gone into a narrow canyon pocket, only to find himself trapped there. But then as the bull lowers its head to charge, Bobby Benson suddenly spurs his giant Palomino Amigo into action and sends him racing forward. Into the canyon he races toward Windy as the bull also begins its charge. The valley echoes with thunderous hoofbeats as the magnificent horse and the giant bull race toward each other, the tiny figure of Windy between them. For a moment it looks as though either might reach its goal first in this race of giants. But then, in a sudden sprint, Amigo reaches Windy, and he swings into the saddle behind Bobby just in time to escape the maddened bull.
Boss, you saved me. If it hadn't been for you...
You're skipping, Windy. We've got to get out of here before that bull can charge again.
No, little boss, look. The bull's gotten out through the pass, and here come Tex and the fellers.
You all right, Bobby boy?
Oh, sure, Harker.
Son, I... Good work, Bobby.
I think it wasn't me. It was Amigo that did it all. Who wasn't it, fella? Tex.
What's wrong, Bobby?
I just noticed. Amigo's been hurt. Look.
Yeah, let's see.
It looks like the bull's horns must have grazed his flank as he went by.
Oh, is it bad, Tex?
Oh, it's not deep, but we better get him back to the ranch and patch that up.
What about Bull, Eltano?
We've missed our chance to get him, Harker. It'll be dark soon, and it'll be plumb suicide to try to track him in the dark.
Well, there's not much danger of his causing more trouble tonight, anyhow. He'll probably stay here in the mountains.
But tomorrow, we're coming out here again to get him. Now let's head back for the ranch.
Hey, quiet, hero. They'll hear you.
What'd you do out here, Bobby boy?
What? Oh, it's you, Harker. I'm not doing anything.
Horse be saddled. Dog got collar on. You all dressed. That'd be a funny way to do nothing.
But the... Oh, doggone.
Where you playing go, Bobby boy? Not be good right at night.
Well, I might as well tell you. I'm going to try to find that darn old bull.
In dark? That'd not be good.
But golly, Harker, it's all my fault that the bull broke loose. If I hadn't thought I was so smart and tried to rope him, the bull never would have gotten away.
How you find bull in dark?
Well, sure we'll find him, won't you, fella? I've been training him, Harker. He can follow trails by the smell.
Maybe so. Don't be smart.
We can find the bull tonight. Maybe even catch him.
Too dangerous, Bobby boy. You not try hunt bull in dark.
Oh, I've got to, Harker. It's the only way I can square myself.
Me tell El Tejano to stop you.
Oh, Harker, you wouldn't snitch on me, would you?
You put Harker in bad spot, Bobby boy.
But you won't tell him, will you?
Me? No, me not tell. But not let you go hunt bull alone, either.
What do you mean?
You wait while Harker saddle horse, Bobby boy. Maybe so may not be able to stop you. But me go along, see you not get hurt.
Oh, golly, Harker. It's funny to be riding this horse instead of Amigo.
Not be for long. Amigo be all right.
Well, that's what Tex said. But he told me not to ride him for a few days. Not until I... Hey! Amigo must have picked up the scent!
The way bull go when we last see him.
Oh, it's sure a good thing there's a full moon. Makes it almost like daylight.
Yeah, that'd be good. We won't catch bull, not want him catch us.
Golly, what's hero doing now? Going all around in circles, sniffing the ground.
Him try to decide which way bull go.
Hey, look, Harker, he's got it. There he goes. Come on, Harker, after him.
You're not going too fast, Bobby boy.
All right.
Ride many miles already.
Oh, golly, in one trail.
In one canyon, out of the...
Hey, that's arrow barking. Sounds like he found something.
Maybe him find bull.
Come on, we better get around there fast. Get
up! You wait, Bobby boy. Let Harker go first in case you be bull.
No, it's all right, Harker. There's arrow and I don't see the bull. Oh, boy, hold there. Golly, what's wrong with you, hero? Why are you barking at that big rock there?
Look, Bobby boy. That be why him bark.
It's the bull. He was behind that rock.
Look out. Him gonna charge.
Harker, the horses, they run off.
And here come bull.
No. Look, Harker. Hero stopped them. He's snapping at the bull and keeping him there.
This be our chance. Quick, this way.
No, Harker, gotta help Hero. I've still got my rope.
You're not trying to rope bull. Not do any good.
But he's trying to trample Hero. I've gotta stop him. Let me go, Harker.
You come this way through here. Then be called, dog. Come. Come.
Harker.
Bull not be able to follow here past too narrow. There. Now, call dog.
Hero! Hero! Here, boy! Come on, hero! Come on.
Here come dog.
Oh, come on, hero. Oh, thank goodness you're all right. Oh, good boy, good boy. Gosh, the bull almost caught him.
See, Bobby boy, Bull outside pass. Not can get through.
And golly, would he like to. Look at him, Harker.
Now him real man.
Well, he can't get us in here. Hey, but how are we going to get out?
This be Fox Canyon. No way out but one pass.
Oh, and the bull's waiting for us out there. Oh, golly.
We'd be safe here, but no can get out.
Do you think the bull will give up and go away?
Not think so.
Well, what'll we do?
All we can do is wait. Boys from ranch find us.
But, golly, they probably won't even miss us till morning. You mean we're going to have to spend the night in this canyon?
Look that way.
Oh, gosh.
But not here. More better we sleep on ledge.
Well, there. Try, Harker.
Maybe snakes in canyon. We not take chance.
Okay. Come on, hero. Come on, fella.
Great, Bobby boy. That dog smells something. See our hair stand up?
But what could he smell?
Let me find out. You wait. Harker, take stick, stir up grass. Now me find out.
I still don't see anything. Tell me, hero, what's bothering you? There's nothing in that crack. Harker, behind you. It's a rattler.
Get back, puppy boy.
But he's going to have a strike. Harker!
Me fix.
You did it. Oh, you killed him, Harker.
Me too.
Oh, golly, if you hadn't been fast enough, he'd have... Harker, why open your arm that way?
You're not fast enough.
Those spots are... You've been bitten. That rattler's poisoned you.
Harker, bitten by a poisonous rattler, in need of immediate medical attention. And yet there's no way that they can get out of that canyon. Be sure and keep listening. In just a moment, we'll go back to the Big Bend for the thrilling climax of this exciting story of adventure in the West. But first, we'd like to tell you about something that we discovered from the letters we've received. You know, a lot of the riders across the country have banded themselves together into local clubs of the BBRB riders. Well, that's something that we here at the BBRB are all for. You know, we hope to turn these clubs into a truly active force for good around the country, just as the BBRB is down in the Big Bend. From time to time, we're going to deputize you riders to perform real tasks for us. So how about starting now, All of you bona fide riders, tell your friends about your club and get them to listen to the BBRB with you. That way, when we're ready to go into action, you'll really be able to have a club that every one of you will be proud to belong to. Yes, sirree, it'll be a real mark of distinction to be able to say, I am a BBRB rider. And now let's get back to the Big Bend for the climax of today's thrilling adventure, Double Dare. Seeking refuge from the crazed Brahma bull which escaped from the BBRB, Bobby Benson, his Indian friend Harker, and his dog Hero find themselves trapped in a box canyon. But then suddenly, as they resign themselves to spending the night in the canyon...
Harker, that rattler bit you.
Me not kill him fast enough.
But what are we going to do? You need a doctor. I'll have to try to get out of here.
I can do, Bobby boy. You try to leave canyon, bull kill you.
But that rattler's poisoned you. We got to get out.
Not be any good. Too far to ranch. Poison work fast.
But Harker...
Eat, treat, bite myself. Do like my people do. Give me knife, Bobby boy. Must work fast.
All right, Harker, here, but...
Now, Bobby boy, look other way. Not watch what Harker do. Must make bite bleed. Try to get poison out. You turn around.
All right, Harker. Whatever you say.
Now. Not look, Bobby boy. Must make bleed good.
Must... Isn't there anything I can do? There must be something I can do to help you.
In a minute. No.
Harker, your arm, it's...
Must be brave, Bobby boy.
All right, Harker. Just tell me what to do.
You see plant by side of canyon, one with red leaf.
Yeah, I see it.
You bring leaf, many leaf.
All right, Harker.
Careful, Bobby boy. Maybe more rattler here.
I'm okay, Harker.
Bring leaf fast.
Right, Harker.
Wrap around arm. Here, me do that. You get soft mud. Bring here.
Mud?
Be mud up there by spring. Bring plenty. Must cover whole body with mud and leaf. Bobby boy, work fast. Must work fast.
Quiet, hero. All right, Harker. Here's some more mud. That ought to be enough to cover you completely.
Good.
How do you feel now, Harker?
I feel funny like be... In front of big fire in cold room. Cold one side. Hot other.
Here, let me feel your body. Golly, Harker, you have got a fever. feel just like you're burning up.
You're not worried, sir. Just keep mud on Hacker.
Oh, what good will that do?
Save many of my people. Me see medicine man do this with me little boy.
And it worked?
Better bit by snake. Hot like me. Talk loco.
You mean he was delirious?
Medicine man, him fix mud. Plant leaf like this. Say we'll drive out evil demon.
But that's just a superstition.
All Indian medicine talk about demon. We know not true, but medicine works sometimes.
Oh, it's just gotta work on your heart. It's gotta.
Maybe we'll drive demon out of Harker. Wind man, him always say, Harker, only Indian in the world with devil.
Harker! Harker! Oh, golly, he's fainted! Hero, don't howl like that. Harker's not dead. He's gonna be all right. He's gotta be all right. Hey, he's coming too. Harker, I can't hear you. What did you say? Do you want something?
Not a plan.
What, Harker?
Me hear drums.
Drums? There aren't any drums, Harker.
Drums. More drums.
But there aren't any drums. Oh, golly, he must be delirious. Harker!
Drums. Yes, me hear you. Me hear you, my people.
Harker, you're just imagining
it.
Please, no, don't try to get up. Don't lie back down. Stop. Stop pushing me away. Harker, it's me, Bobby. Can't you hear me? Can't you know me? No, Harker, please lie back down. Stop trying to get up. You got to save your strength, Harker. Harker. Oh, hero, what are we going to do? Harker's dying, and it's all my fault. No, don't try to lick me. It is my fault. Everything that happened. Wendy's almost getting killed by the bull. Harker dying from that snake bite. All because I had to show off and try to rope that brave up. Harker's gonna die, and it's all my fault. Hero. Yeah, the sun's coming up. It'll be dawn soon. Oh, why don't the fellers come? Harker.
Bobby boy.
I'm right here beside you, Harker. Here, can you see me?
Me see.
Oh, golly, thank goodness.
What be happening? Sky like fire.
It's almost dawn. You've been unconscious most of the night. And you were delirious.
Harker, here.
How do you feel, Harker? Any better?
Harker, yeah, all right. You're not worried, Bobby boy.
Oh, golly, but you're still all hot with fever, and your lips, they're all swollen.
You're not worried.
But I've got to get you to a doctor. It may be hours yet before the fellas find us, and you need help now.
Bull, still be outside?
Yeah, he's been out there all night, trying to get in at us.
You stay here.
But I've got to get you out of here. Oh, if only there were some way I could catch him. There must be a way. If I could just think of it.
You stay here. Not take chance.
Wait a minute. There is a way, Harker. Look at that rock wall on the right side of the pass. I could climb that.
Not try. Bull be other side of the wall. Try kill
him. Not if I can catch him. And I've still got my rope.
Bull too strong. And him run off, break rope.
But suppose there's no slack in the rope. Suppose he can't run. I'll bet he couldn't break it then.
That be true.
Look, Harker, do you see that big boulder up there? Well, if I could get one end of my rope around it and the other end on that bull...
Rock me. Too loose. Bull pull it down.
Sure, but the way it's placed, the rock would roll right down this side of the wall.
But what if...
Don't you see, Harker? The rock will hang down on one side of the wall, pulling the lassoed bull up tight against the opposite side.
Not try. Bobby, boy. Too dangerous.
I've got to try, Harker. It's the only way I can get out of here and bring help for you in time.
No, try. Bobby boy.
Harker! Oh, golly, he's passed out again. No, it may just be just as well, Thelma. Now Harker won't worry. Now you stay down here with him. I've got to climb up there and try to catch that bull.
Harker!
the wall. Golly, look at him down there. Sure, only a move. To miss this time.
Easy.
You're awake, Harker. We can get out now. The bull's helpless. Here, I'll help you.
No can do, Bobby boy. Too weak.
Oh, golly, Harker, try to get up. We just got to get you to a doctor. Try, Harker, try.
Me try.
Golly.
Too weak, Bobby boy. You go alone.
But, gosh, I hate to leave you. I've got to get a doctor yet.
Wait, Bobby boy. Here's something. Sound like drums.
Oh, golly, you're not going to get delirious again.
No, wait. Not be drums. Be horses.
Horses? Hey, I hear them, too.
Beaver,
Harker, it's the fellas. They found us. Now everything's going to be all... Harker!
Easy, little boss. Take it easy.
Oh, Doc, God, why don't Dix and the Doc come out?
Oh, come on, little boss. You got to be brave. Whatever happens, that's what Harker wants.
But I can't even imagine what it'd be like without Harker around.
I know, little boss, but there's nothing we can do now except to wait until the Doc...
Dix, how is he? Is he going to be all right?
Easy now, son.
Oh, golly, Dix, tell me, how's Harker?
He was in mighty bad shape, Bobby, but looks as though he's going to pull through.
Oh, the saints be praised.
Oh, golly, Tix, can I go in and see him?
Well, no, I...
Just for a second, Tix. Please.
All right, son. Come on, we'll all go in for just a minute.
Hi, Harker.
Oh, you fellas. Look like be all set for funeral. Be sorry, disappoint you.
Oh, golly, Harker, you know how glad we all are that you're going to be all right.
Just seems so funny seeing you lying in bed, Harker.
Well, Harker's going to have to take it easy for a while. Aside from the Rattler's poison, he lost a lot of blood.
Lose so much blood. Me almost turn into pale face.
You just stay the way you are, Harker.
Yeah, sure. Just think of how horrible it might be, Harker. You might get to be like Windy.
Oh, is that so? Well, listen here, Irish.
Hey, hold on. You know, the doc says Harker needs rest and quiet.
Yeah, so behave, or I'll take on the both of you.
Oh, so now you're a fighter, huh, little boss? All right, come on, put up your dukes.
Oh, cut it out, Windy.
Come on, I dare you. I double dare you.
Uh-oh, Windy. Nothing doing. No more double dares for me.
And so ends another exciting adventure with Bobby Benson and his Bee-Barbie Riders. But there's more adventure and excitement heading your way. So be sure you're listening to your mutual station at this same time Monday for another thrilling story with Bobby Benson and his Bee-Barbie Riders, The Wind of Death. Bobby Benson and the Bee-Barbie Riders is produced by Herbert Reyes and directed by Bob Novak. Script is by Jim Sheehan and music by Al Finelli. This is Carlton Warren speaking and reminding you that you're riding the trail to adventure and excitement when you hear that familiar cry. This program came from New York. Listen on Monday at 5 to Bobby Benson's Bee-Barbie Ranch. Stay tuned now for Tom Mix and his Great Shooters, which follows over most of these stations in just a moment. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.
From November 25, 1949, Ivan Curie as Bobby Benson and Double Dare. Don't forget, Ivan will be at this year's Cincinnati Nostalgia Expo. Details at expo.wayback.net. Thanks for listening, and if there are old-time radio programs you remember and would like to hear again, drop me a line, Dan, D-A-N, at radiofun.info, I-N-F-O. In the old-time radio corner, I'm Dan Hughes.